Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Today's a good day. Definitely a good day. Today's also a bad day, because I had to cancel my ticket order to go to my concert next week because my ride just basically bailed down on me. So I'm pretty bummed about that. But life goes on. SCU and Wally goes on here on MSL Radio. I am SCU. Alongside me, as always, we have Wally.
Hi.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm sorry about
doing something real. That's whatever. I've seen this band before, so I'm not too bummed about it. The only thing is, like, they've gone on break for 2 years. So, you know, it kind of sucks, but it is what it is at this point. I'll make up for it next week. So, today's a good day because I'm going to go on a rant, 3 rants today. It's going to be fun. I'm going to go really nuts because a lot happened last night. I just was like, yo, what is going on right now? Before we get to that, last night was the world premiere of Cruise Control with Christian Cruz and his brother Jonathan. These guys are awesome at what they do. Listening to them last night, they obviously they're arguing brothers because they are brothers, but they do all right. Like, they know how to argue each other. I find it pretty comical, and they did a great job, so I just wanted to shout them out.
Yeah, it was good, especially for first show and everything like that. Like, it really went pretty smooth and everything. Like, yeah, I was impressed with them because I know everybody, you know, we're all, like, hyping them up because, you know, we kept hearing the commercials and everything, and, you know, we're like, when's the show come on? So, yeah, it was shout-out to those guys because they did a really, really good job on their first show. So look forward to hearing the show in the future and everything.
Yeah, they'll be back on tonight at 11 here on the MSL Radio. They said really good. They remind me of Andrew, sort of. They had the same... They argue, like Andrew argues with Darren and Eric and you and me. And they're just really good. So, again, another shout-out. Jonathan Christian Cruz, Cruise Control, was an awesome show last night. Keep it going, guys. Do what you did last night, and the show's going to go places. Just like the Andrew Powell show is going places, and just like SCU Wally is going places. In case you didn't know, or in case you missed it, SCU Wally will be going to one-hour shows starting next Monday. Well, this coming Monday, August 3rd. And we're moving our time to 1 p.m. Better for both of us. The earlier, the better. But I'm excited. Everybody on the network is excited that we're doing our one-hour shows. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun with that.
Yes, we are. It's going to be entertaining. And, yeah, get to do a little bit more fun stuff and everything. And, yeah, it's going to be cool.
Definitely. Can't wait. So check out that next Monday, August 3rd, starting at 1 p.m. on MSL Radio. So I listened to the show last night, and these guys, I tell you, Andrew Casey, man. They're talking smack. They're talking mad smack. I was like, how dare they talk smack about my Cowboys? No, this is where my first rant goes on. I'm just going to start by saying I really can't say much about Casey's team because they won the Super Bowl like 4 years ago, and my team has won it in 20 years. But we still have 5 rings. The Packers only have 4. Just keep that in mind. And
okay.
Andrew, don't even get me started with this guy. The Dolphins have not been in the Super Bowl. Let me think. 1985? Yeah, they went last one to the Super Bowl in January 1985. Not, they didn't even win that Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1974. They haven't been to the playoffs in 7 years. So before you start talking smack on my Cowboys, look at the rings we got. Look at the trophies in our trophy case. You'll know who the better team is. That's the Dallas Cowboys. That's why we are a America's team. Sure, Pittsburgh Steelers got their 6 Super Bowl titles. Who cares? We're still the better team. We are. We're the best team in the league.
All right, well, but I did say something good about the Cowboys. I said that And Andrew did too, actually. I mean, he's the one who said if the Cowboys got Ray Rice and filled that, you know, running back position need, which they really need to do, obviously,
right,
that, you know, could be behind the offensive line, it could be really, you know, potentially explosive, and, like, they would, like, really run things, like, on the offense. So, yeah, we were giving some encouragement to the Cowboys. Like, it wasn't all smack.
I know you guys said that Ray Rice is the Cowboys. But you also said, you guys both were like, oh, man, I hate the Cowboys. And Andrew even said he liked the Eagles more than the Cowboys. Now, that is disrespect. Because in high school, there's no team I hated more than the Philadelphia Eagles. Because I had so many friends that kept hating on the Cowboys. Because I hate to say it, every year, the Cowboys would be knocked out of the playoffs by the Eagles, and it's just not cool.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just an opinion. I know you hate the Eagles, obviously, because they're in your division and everything. It's not like, you know, do you think I like the Lions, Bears, or Vikings? I mean, probably the Vikings are the least, the least of the ones that I dislike, but the Bears and the Lions, I can't stand them.
Right, well, you can, you have nothing to worry about. The Bears haven't been relevant since 2006 when they lost the Super Bowl to the, you call them, the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions, they're the Lions. They've been around one of the earliest teams in the league. They came around 1933. They never smelled the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
And the Vikings.
And they haven't won at Lambeau in 100 years.
Yeah, it's been 1991. The Los Angeles Lions won a Lambeau.
Yep.
The Vikings, you could just say one word or four numbers, 1998, and Vikings fans will shut the hell up. Because 1998 was not a good time for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Just remember, especially to Andrew, like, yes, that fourth title is fine. But the Dolphins have won a Super Bowl in 41 years. When they win a Super Bowl, then me and Andrew can go, well, I'm going to be on the show today, so I'm gonna make a note of this.
Yeah, SCU Wednesday, you should bring it up, man.
That's right, man. Andrew, SCU Wednesday, I'll be on the Andrew Powell Show tonight, and I'm going to tell Andrew, I heard what you said last night. Talk about respect on the Cowboys. How you like the Eagles? I'm calling Darren too. How you like the Eagles more than the Cowboys? The Eagles haven't been to the Super Bowl in a decade. They never even won the Super Bowl. Like, come on, man. How you gonna do that to me? Like, no, I'm just gonna go crazy on Andrew. It's all fun though. It's all fun.
Of course,
that's what we like to do here. We like to have fun. That's all it is.
Definitely. So, yeah, apologize if anything is that offended you. You know how I feel about the Cowboys. Like,
Cowboys
are easy team to kind of hate on, though. Like, I mean, you either love them or you hate them type thing.
Of course. I wasn't offended. I just, you know, figured, you know, I'll go on a rant because you guys are like, oh, I hate the Cowboys and all this other stuff. I'm like, oh, here's the deal with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
But just to wait, I think the Cowboys play the Dolphins week two. Or something like that. I know we play the Dolphins in Miami. That's going to be a fun game. And I know if we go to Lambeau, week 14, we go to Lambeau. That's going to be another good one. I know, and you and me.
It's going to be nice and cold up here.
That Monday after that game, one of us is going to be happy and one of us is going to be really pissed off because one of our teams just lost to the other. And I can't wait to see which team it is that lost. All right, so there's my rant on the Packers, Dolphins, and Cowboys. The Cowboys are best. We're now moving on to different subjects. I'm trying to get an interview with Catalina Perez of Canes Soccer. She's the goalie. She was with the Colombia team in the World Cup back in, you know, June. I would like to interview her because, one, it would be an honor to talk to somebody from the World Cup. That would be so cool. And two, that would be great for the Canes preview, which I have planned to have on the blog August 12th because the season begins the 13th, same time the Dolphins begin their preseason. And having a quote from her would just make everything a lot cooler and a lot more better. It would be so awesome for MSL to have that kind of, you know, quote coverage from someone like her. A few tweets about it. So if you're listening to the show, follow me at Running Fanatic 2. Go find that tweet and retweet it so she'll be able to see it.
All right.
There you go. That's it. unless we have to.
All right.
You have anything you want to bring up?
I don't have anything that would probably fit in before the break. I mean, there's a lot of Tom Brady stuff, obviously, but.
All right. That's right. We have Tom Brady stuff to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that in like a minute or two. So we're just going to go to break right now so we can prepare, because that's another rant I have. Tom Brady. He had his own rant, but I have my own. You're listening to SC and Wally and MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
know what this show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
like this.
All right.
What are we doing? Putting on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Time Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
No, I can agree that there's a lot of reasons where it's bad to be a Cowboys fan. One of them being the fact that we missed the playoffs three seasons in a row. The last game to a division rival. Each team has done it to us. Cowboys and the Eagles, Giants, Redskins, all done it to us. But one good reason to be a Cowboys fan right now is because Birdie is not playing in week five. Yeah, week five. When the Patriots come to Dallas, that defense will be playing Jimmy Garoppolo. So that's one good reason to be a Cowboys fan.
But he might be playing because if they go to court and they get to stay, then it's very possible that he will be playing in that game. So you're not quite out of the woods.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, I think it's still going to stand. We'll see, though. You're going to federal court with this. Brady even said his own statement. It was on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
shared by the, everybody's sharing it. He's disappointed. But, obviously there's something fishy about this because Brady broke his phone. And he said, I broke my phone every 8 months. Man, that's not true. Obviously not true. No guy just breaks their phone every 8 months because they feel like breaking their phone. That's a waste of money and all this
celebrity.
Other stuff.
He's a celebrity, and they change their numbers all the time. Like, it's not totally implausible. It's, that's what celebrities do because, there's always people trying to, get access and hack into their phones, for anything. And so, I heard he changes his phone every 4 months. But, yeah, he said that's what he does when he's done using it. He destroys his phone and his SIM so nobody can recover any, personal information. So, I'm saying, it sounds, obviously, the whole cell phone thing is a little damning or whatever, but, I'm not, like I said, it's not out of the realm of possibility that, now, granted, the timing of it is a little, because it was destroyed, shortly before March 6th or on March 6th, which was the day that he was being interviewed by Ted Wells. And during that 4 months that he had that phone, he had almost 10,000 text messages sent and received to him, which was 83 texts a day, on average or whatever. But yeah, the cell phone thing is hard. Brady said in his statement that, he disagrees with yesterday's narrative about his cell phone. He replaced his broken Samsung phone with a new iPhone 6 after, and he had this in caps, my attorneys made it clear to the NFL that my actual phone device would not be subjected to investigation under any, again, in all caps, circumstances. So, at least he's speaking out, he isn't staying quiet he did at first, and nobody's staying quiet. Bob Kraft is not being quiet at all. He is pissed again.
Mm-hmm.
And, he is wrong to put his faith in the league, and, there's no hard evidence. This was never about doing what was fair and just, and he said he regrets that the decision he made in May, to back off and everything. And then on the other end, you've got Belichick, who's I don't want to talk about it, dude. And he's just Tom took care of that other situation. We're just on to the next.
Typical Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Typical Bill Belichick.
Deflect. obviously, everyone knew Brady was going to fight because, he wants to clear his name. And, as much as he can. I kind of said last night on Andrew's show that they've already, tarnished his name and it's tainted already just because of the whole controversy. But, he's got his right to try and, clear up things as much as he can. And obviously, like I said, if it was me, I would fight too and, fight like hell. And, because he can even sue the NFL for defamation of character, and all that stuff, too. Mm-hmm. It's not just that the process was flawed. He's got some good arguments, as far as, especially regarding the whole appeal process and everything, Goodell being biased and all that stuff, and just the way things were handled wasn't really up to code type thing. And I don't know, I think he's got more actual evidence than, you know, Goodell has of actual evidence, of hard evidence of Brady doing something wrong. You know, there's
right.
text messages, but it's still not, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Goodell does have a lot of problems on his shoulders, not only with his Brady situation. I mean, the guy, he's being suspended for a fourth of the season.
Quarter.
My math is
quarter,
off.
Yeah.
For knowledge of balls that had nothing to do with the win, that didn't affect the win at all.
Right.
And then you have Ray Rice, who beat the, you know, beat the living hell out of his wife. He has two games.
Right, or you can use Greg Hardy, like...
You have Greg Hardy, who had 10 games at one point
mm-hmm.
for beat somebody up. Obviously, now it's four. But, yeah. And I read a column this morning that Roger Goodell needs to go. I honestly do wonder how another commissioner would handle this situation. Like, all these situations going on right now.
I mean, obviously, like, the whole domestic violence thing, they botched that, like, from the get-go. Like, it's been a train wreck, and then, you know, these incidents keep happening, and it's, you know, obviously, you kind of have to evaluate those kind of things, like, on a case-by-case basis, but it's hard, you know, to kind of quantify that. I mean, I'm not sure. Like, they really need to, like, I don't know, just reevaluate, like, that whole policy. But the policy they had in place before was just, like, I don't know what to do. Okay, two games. All right. And then, you know, it's a totally flawed system. As far as this, you know, which is actually, like, in-game type things, I mean, the closest thing you could compare to is, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, but I don't know, man. Like, this whole thing is really, it's footballs, man. It's pressure in footballs, and... The thing is, like, the refs who checked the balls in the AFC Championship game, like, couldn't even remember which cage they used. And, like I said last night, there's no perfect way to measure the PSI in the football, like, from gauge to gauge. Like, it's going to vary from gauge to gauge. I don't understand why, but that's just how it is. So, like, you're not going to get a consistent number, and they didn't even record the numbers before the game of what the actual PSI was. So, you know, it's like there's flaws in, like, how the system is running, and there's flaws in how the punishment's handed out. And so it's just, I don't know, they need to kind of work on it, work some stuff out, and, like, have, like, a committee or whatever, you know, people from different areas of, the league, and just kind of really, like, hash this stuff out and come up with a clear policy as much as they can. So we save a lot of this junk.
Right. A lot of the drama with Tom Brady. He's upset. Robert Kraft's upset. And he said he knew he couldn't trust the league. Obviously, he can't trust Goodell. I wouldn't trust Goodell way up from what I've seen, like I just said.
No.
The Josh Gordon situation was handled right. You know, a year suspension for drugs. Okay, I understand that. But then you got the guy who beats his wife up and gets suspended two games. That's not how you handle something like that. And you got the guy that the footballs that knows about it. He didn't do it. He knows about it. You have four games. That's not how you handle it. So obviously you don't have a problem. And then there's Bill Belichick. I watched his interview this morning on NFL Network. It was from yesterday, I think, or earlier during the day. He was asked about this cheating and everything. He just said, we're doing training camp. We're getting ready for the 2015 season. And that's like typical Belichick. We're on to this. We're on to that. That's all he ever says. After each one last year, he just said, like, they beat the Bills in Buffalo. We're on to Cincinnati. Like, what? Come on, man.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when we have the latest of the Tom Brady suspension of health, whatever situation, we're definitely going to let you know, because that's what we do here on SU and Wallet. But the Yankees are badass. Let me tell you. I watched like half the game, the second half of the game last night. Then that's where I said that the Rangers were down 5-0. Rangers were leading 5-0 over the Yankees first inning. I was like, where did this score come from? They scored 11 runs in the top half of the second inning. 11 runs. Every hitter, everyone on the lineup last night had a hit. The Yankees hit 2 grand slams last night. My Yankees are badass. I love being a Yankee fan.
Oh, you should.
It's better exactly. And it's better that the Red Sox are bottom last. It just makes everything a little bit better.
Yeah, that was very impressive. I mean, I continue to be impressed by the Yankees and everything and stuff. And obviously, 11 runs in the second inning. Like, holy bleep. Like, yeah. I mean, that would be an exciting game to be at, man. Like, oh.
Yankees. Yankees are doing something pretty well. They have won 13 of the last 16. They're, 3-1 on the road this season? Something like that. 3-1, 4-1 on the season. They're on a 10-game road trip right now. They are 4-1 on that road trip. They fit 2 more in Texas. Then they travel to Chicago to take on the White Sox this weekend to wrap it up. And I'm hoping the Yankees can win them all. Go 9-1. The only loss they have so far was the 10-1 loss to the Minnesota Twins last Friday. But obviously they made up for that. And now the Yankees are just, the Yankees are doing what they do best.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So Jen Welter, when she obviously she's made history being in the NFL right now as a part of the coaching staff for the Arizona Cardinals. But before she did all this, she played in a women's football league.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never guess how much her season check was. Now, I remind you, there are 12 games in the women's football league season. Her paycheck was $12. $12 for a season.
What?
Like, she's an athlete, people. You play all these other athletes millions of dollars to play, go out there and play. You're paying her $12. What is going on right now? This is another thing. With what the hell is wrong with this world? Paying an athlete $12 to play a sport. Come on now.
Where did it? I never saw that. Where did that come from? Like, I mean, how do they justify that?
I found it. I think I found it somewhere on Facebook. They brought it up.
Wow.
That she had made $12 in a 12-game season. That's $1 a game. I don't understand. I don't understand where that came from. Like, what? I swear, this is eventually going to be a segment where we just go on and say, what the hell is wrong with this world? Like, each day we're going to find something that's wrong with this world. But, we're going to say that in the future. It's going to be pretty interesting. Every day we're going to have something like that.
Oh, my God. Hey, I got heat news from yesterday. The Heat signed their second round pick, Josh Richardson, to a 3-year, I think it's like $2.5 million contract, I believe. But yeah, so apparently, and they released Henry Walker, but apparently all 15 spots are taken as of right now. You know, I don't know if they're going to move anybody else around or whatever. So the Heat roster is pretty much set. And so, yeah. And everybody wanted him to sign Josh Richardson, too, and because he was very impressive during summer league. So, let's go Heat.
There you go. Yep. Go on. Do you have something to add?
What? No.
I thought you were, okay. Well,
no.
That is Casey Wallach, the latest Heat news. Josh Richardson, their second round pick, has been signed. So it looks like the Heat are ready to go. Go Heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great season. And they're going to do great. This is SC and Wally on MSO Radio. Check me out tonight on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robertson. You are now listening to the exclusive part of the show because we are no longer live. So we're going to go because we are already out of time. Well, check me out tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. We have a guest tomorrow. She's a very – you guys know her if you listen to the show. You'll know her. You'll hear tomorrow, as will you hear us.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Ernst III, here only on MSL Radio.